Hayamim Beis Perek Chavav. We continue now. We have had Yoash, who had a great kingdom and then it fizzled, and we had Amatziah, who had a positive kingdom and then it fizzled, and now we have third in a row. We have Uzziahu. Uzziahu, who is the son of Amatziah, who became king here in Perek Chavav. And again, all these stories are said over in Malachim as well, and he was king for a very long time, 52 years, and he did a lot of good things in terms of the physically building up the land and strengthening and taking back some of the cities that were taken by enemies. And he made towers and he made a lot of weaponry and he surrounded Yerushalayim with good things. But he was not interested or focused on the spiritual elements of Bnei Yisrael. Right, Pashtus is, as we said in the last couple of prakim, the blood of Zechariah Hanavi, who was killed in the Beis HaMikdash, boiled for hundreds of years. And this king was not, Uzziah, was not interested in trying to appease it. And he just let the blood boil. And towards the end of his life, as it says, he had such gaiva from all of his victories and his strength that it went to his head. And he said, I want to bring the Ketores in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Kodesh Kadashim, as we know. That is the holiest avoda, only done on Yom Kippur. Maybe he was bringing it on the Mizbech HaKetores, maybe not in the Kodesh Kadosh, maybe in the Heichal. But either way, he was bringing the Ketores, which was not allowed for a Yisrael. He was a melech from Yehuda, and the Kohanim told him, what are you doing? And he said, no, and he was even maybe trying to hurt them. And all of a sudden, he got saras all over him on his head, and then he had to be removed from the Beis HaMikdash because the Mitzor can't be in, and he stayed the rest of his life sordidly by himself, and his son had to take over the Malchus, which we'll learn about in the next parak, Yotam, his son, which will hopefully finally change things for the better. So this is the parak, parak Chavav, and now let's get into the parak itself. So the parak starts off, Vayikhu Kalam Yehuda as Uzziah. The people take Uzziah, right? They know Malchus Beis David, so they take Uzziah. He's the one that is next in line to be the king, Hu ben Sheshes Reishana, 16 years old. And again, Machlokas, Rashi, Radak, others, with these 16 years, how do they parallel the 15 years of Amatziah, his father, who had to run away to Lachish? When were those 15 years? So it's a question about how to figure out the years, how old he was, were these overlapping? We won't get into that right now. And they made him king. There were numerous Nevi'im at this time, which we'll get into soon. Let's just first read the next couple of psakim. Hubana es Elos by Yishvech Yehuda. He gathered up a certain area and returned it to Yehuda Achrei Shachav HaMelech HaMavosav after his father died. Ben Sheshes Hitrana Uzziah B'Malcho, 16 years old, V'Chamishim Mishayim Shana Melech B'Yerushalayim. He was king for 52 years. V'Shem Imo Yecholya Ben Yerushalayim V'Yasa Yashar Ben Yashem. And he did right. K'chol Asher Asa Matzia Aviv. What does that mean? Like his father wasn't so great, so the way the Mefarish understands it, he did all the Yashar, the good things that his father did. That's what he copied. That's how you understand the pasuk. Kechol asher asa matzia aviv, the Mefarish says, kechol yashar sha'asa aviv asa. V'lo asa kirish asa. He didn't do the bad things. He only did the good things that his father did. Vayehi lidrosh alokim b'yimei Zechariyo. And he, sought out Hashem during the days of Zechariah, hameivin b'ros alokim, who understood the vision and what Hashem wanted. As long as he was following HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like we had for Amatziah, as long as he was following Hashem, Hashem made him successful. Who was this Zechariahu, another Zechariah? So the Mefarish, Rashi quotes, no, this is the same, this is Uzziah. It's the same person. He had three names, Uzziah, Azariah, and Zechariah. So this is him. But according to most Mefarshim, the Radak and the Mitzudas, others say, no, he was a Navi. He was a Navi. Not one of the famous four Nevi'im at this time. Gemara in Psachim, Daf Pei Zayin, said there were four Nevi'im at the same time. Right? This was 150 years, whatever it is, around that amount of time, before the Chorban. And the Gemara says in Psachim, Pei Zayin, Bar Aleph, the beginning of the 8th Perek, Dvar Hashem Asher Haya El Hoshea, beginning of Hoshea, B'yimei Uzziahu Yotam Achaz Yechazkeo. Right, these four, it says Hoshea, prophesied during the times of the kings, of these four kings, Uzio, Yotam, Achaz, and Chizkio, Melech Yehuda. Biper Malche Yehuda. Biperek Echa Nisnabu, Dala Nevi'im, V'Gadol Shebekulan Hoshea. Hoshea was the Gadol. Tchila Larba Nevi'im, Shezal Perek Echa. Who were the four? Hoshea, Yishayahu, Amos, Micha. Right, three of them are the Treasar. And then it talks about the Nevuah of Hoshea. But Hoshea Again, Hosea, Yeshayahu, Amos, Micha, right, in the order, Hosea, Yoel, Amos, Van Yon, Micha, they're scattered for various reasons. But Hosea, Amos, and Micha, and Yeshayahu, they were the Nevi'im, and this is, must be someone else. Vayetze, Vayilachem, Veplishtim. He went in four wars. Vayifrot, Eschomas Gat, Veschomas Yavne, Veschomas Ashdod. He built up, he broke up the walls of these Plishti cities, right? Gat, Ashdod are two of the five Plishti cities. Yavne is nearby. Vayivne, Arim, Ba'ashdod, Uva Plishtim. Hashem helped him. As long as he's following Hashem, Hashem helps him. V'yal ha'arvim, ha'yoshvim begur ba'al v'amonim. V'yitzim amonim min chaluzio. The amonim started paying taxes and tribute to Uzio. V'yelach shemo alavo mitzrayim. His name, his reputation got very far, all the way to Egypt. Ki hechzer ad lamala. He was very successful and strong. V'yivin Uzio migdalim b'yerushalayim. Ad sharapina. Again, tremendous physical improvements. V'yivin migdalim b'midbar. He built towers in the Midbar, Vayachso Boris Rabin, many wells were dug, Kimikne Rav Hayelo, he had a tremendous amount of cattle. Again, physical success, but not focusing on the ruchnius of the people. Ikarim v'karmim beharim v'akarmel, he made sure there were field workers and vine workers. Ki ohev adama haya, end of Pasuk Yud, he loved the adama. Ohev adama, he means he loved farming. Right, the Rashi, or the Mefarish, Nikra Rashi, here quotes the Medrash. There's really two Midrashim that link Uzziahu with others that he probably would not want to be linked with, at least partially. Who else was an Obed Adama? Who was known as Obed Adama? So the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, in Parshas Noach, Lamed Vav Gimel. Isho Adama, Noach is called. Vayalch Noach, Isho Adama. Isho Adama, Gimel Haim, Shahayu Lehutim Achar HaAdama. They were three that had a taiva that were lahut, that ran after the Adama, velo nimso bem toelas, and it did not work out for them. Velohein, Kayin, Noach, v'Uzziahu. Those three. Noach was called an Ish Adama, Kayin, Oved Adama, and Er Uzziahu was an Oved Adama. And that's the Medrash quotes, our Pasuk, that Uzziahu had that. Also in the Medrash Tanchuma, in Parshas Noach, also Shlosha Nizkeku la'Adama, v'Nasu Chulin. Three people were connected too much to the ground, and became chulin. Elohein Kayin Noach v'Uzziah, and of course the Pesukim Kayin Haya Oved Adama Maksiv Nova Natia Baaretz. Noach Tachsev Vayachal Noach Ish Adama Vayitakarim V'Nisbaze Vayesh Ben Hayayin Bo Bayom Nata Bo Bayom Asa Peros Bo Bayom Batsar Bo Bayom Dorach Bo Bayom Shasa Bo Bayom Nishtaker Bo Bayom Nizgale Kolono, right, and that was Noach, right, and then we have Uzziah also. So even though he was an Obed Adama, that is not a compliment in this pasuk. Vayil Uzziah chayelosi melchama. He had a tremendous amount of army. Yotzei tzava legdud b'mispar pekudasam, and he talks about his warriors and his generals. Yiel asofer maaseu ashoter. These leaders that he had al yidei Hananyahu. The numbers Vayachin Lahem Uzio Lachalat Sava Pasuk Yudalad Maginim Urmachim, a tremendous amount of weapons and spears and swords, Vikovaim and helmets, Vishiryonos, and the armor, Ukshasos, Vaavne Kilaim, and a lot of things to again defend, offense and defense. And then starts the downfall. Let's skip a Pasuk, Pasuk Tezayin. Ukechez Kaso Gavali bo ad lahashchis. As he was strong, his heart was gavali bo ad lahashchis. And this is very dangerous, especially for a melech. Right? That's the Ramban's comment. Where the Ramban says, the only place in the Torah where it says, as a remez, don't have gaiva, that's by a melech, right? In Parsha Shoftim. Levilti rum levavo me'achav. Right? Not to have his heart above his brothers. Says the Ramban there. Nirmaz bekan batorah isser agavus. It's hinted to in the Torah here, the Isser of arrogance. Ki akasiv yimna es hamelech migavus romos halev. The Pasuk forbids a king from having any gaiva and haughtiness of the heart. V'kol shekin achem, and surely others, she'enem ru'in lakach, that are surely inappropriate. Ki beroi lehisro memu lehiskadel. Ki, even for somebody who is roi, to hold himself somewhat, yaz hirenu, but he always has to remember he's a servant. Yaz hirenu lios levavu shafel kachal achav haktanim imenu. His heart should be like his young brothers, lower than him. Ki agaiva mida maguna v'nim eses eitzel ha'elokim afilu b'melech. Gaiva is a terrible, disgusting mida in the eyes of Hashem, even for a melech. Ki l'Hashem levado hagadula v'haromimus v'lo levado tihila ubo yitalel ha'adam. Right, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tovas Hashem kol giva lev. The Pasuk says in Mishlei. Ki im bezos yishalel mishalel haskel v'yadu osi. And hold yourself high. know me. That's the Ramban. And the Rambam also made this famous, what the Ramban talks about in the beginning of Hilchos Deos, how one always has to be in the middle path, right? The balance, which the Rambam says is part of the mitzvah of a halachta bidrachav, right? Following in the ways of Hashem. Hashem is, so to speak, kaviyachol balance, and that's what we have to do, not to go to the extremes. But the Ramban says, in two midos, one has to go to the extreme. V'yesh deos, beis gimel and hilchos deos, v'yesh deos, there are some deos that one is not allowed to be in the middle. El yisrachik ad kitzeho echad. Go to the edge. For who? Gova halev. Gova halev, exactly what is referred to here with the downfall of Uziah. She'ein derech atova she'il adam anav bilvad. A person can't just be a simple humble. Elaye shafel ruach. Anav is like in the middle. Shafel ruach. V'tia rucho nemuchalim od. Very low. Meaning thinking of myself as anybody, not without getting, doesn't mean that I'm thinking of myself as a nobody. I can't accomplish anything. But it means I know my self-worth is all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'ficha nomar b'moshe Rabbeinu anav ma'od. V'lo nomar anav bilvad. Because anav would be middle. L'ficha tzivuch hachamim. Ma'od, ma'od, havishval ruach. V'od amru, kala megbia libo kafar be'ikr. Shnemar, v'rom levavecha, v'shachachta es Hashem alokecha. Right, if you raise your heart, you forget. V'od amru, b'shamta dispegasas aruach, afilu miksasa. And then the Ramakad next is to anger. Gaiva and kas are the two that one has to stay away from. So again, the Ramban and the Rambam discuss this terrible midah, and that's what happened here. Ukechezkaso gavali ba lahashkas vayimol b'Hashem alokav. He rebelled and he violated from the word meila b'Hashem alokav vayavo el heichal Hashem, and he came into the heichal. Again, Pasha's the heichal. Not what I said before, the mamish kolish kadoshim, but the heichal haktiyah mizbeach haktoras. Mizbeach haktoras is in the heichal. Mizbeach haktoras, the menorah and the shulchan, and he goes to be maktir on the mizbeach haktoras. And the question, what was his hava mina? He just like knew this was the most special avoda, and he wanted to do it. He wasn't a kohen. So interesting, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, here in his commentary on Divrei Hayamim, he says, well, maybe he knew that kohanim are anointed with oil, and he was anointed with oil. So maybe he thought he had some extra kedusha. He pala asked Rabbi Yaakov, Eich ala bedas uziyo shahayat tzadik lahakter, at the beginning, shahayat lahakter ktoris bebeis hamigdash. What was his avamina? Venera. Tekivan shemalchi beis David nimshachin b'shemen ha-mishcha. Since malachim, kings, are nimshach, hari heim kekli hamigdash. Shenis kachu ade shemen ha-mishcha. They're sanctified. Kedechsev ha-yimshachim v'yikadesh osam. It says in Bamidbar. When David HaMelech refused to touch Shaul, what did he say? Right, David said, he's Mashuach. How can I touch him? He thought the Kedusha that comes from his Mashiach, Misapekes, Shagam Hu Yachol HaHaktir. That's enough. That's enough for him to do the Torahs. V'zeh masha mudgash kan b'pasik sh'amru lo kohanim. That's what's mudgash here. What do the kohanim say? Rak l'bnei Aaron ha-mekudashim mutar la-hakriv u'kudushas chayin ha-mesapekes. Okay, you might be bumped up one from a regular hedyot, but you're not on the level of a kohen. Only a kohen could do the ma'aseh Torahs. There's a minchas chinuch that has an amazing ha'ara on this, in his commentary where he says, we know we daven for Mashiach, It could be we know that Mashiach is only needed for a king when it's not Ben Achar Ben, or there's a Machlokas. So when Mashiach comes, we hope that there's not going to be any Machlokas, right? The Mashiach who's going to be a member of David HaMelech's family, we hope there's not going to be Machlokas. So there's not going to be Machlokas, so he might, if it's Ben Achar Ben, he won't need Mashiach. So he's not going to mean Mashiach, but we call him Mashiach. So Mashiach might not need to be Mashiach, the anointed one. So interesting ha'ara that the Minchas Chinuch has. Okay, so what happens? He has gaiva and he wants to bring the ktoris. Pasuk Yuzayin. Vayavo acharav azaryo ha'kohen. Vi'imo kohanim l'ashem. Shmoni b'nei choyal. 80 kohanim come to him and say, what are you doing? Vayamdu al uziyo ha'melech. Vayomru lo. Lo l'cho uziyo l'akti l'ashem. It's not for you. Ki l'kohanim b'nei Aaron ha'mekudashim. It's the b'nei Aaron who are mekudash. Lahaktir, tsei min amigdash, ki ma'alta, right? You're violating Me'ila. Ki lo l'chavod me'Hashem Elokim. This is not something that you should be doing. Uzio, you do great things, but this is not one of them. Vayizaf Uzio. And what happens often? That gaiva leads to anger. So it says gavalibo, and now vayizaf. Uzio uviyado miktaris latir, and he has the ktores, he has the tool, and maybe it sounds like he's trying to, he was going to try to hurt them. Ubizapo im akonim. And he was, as he was becoming angry, fahat saras or chabemitzcho lefnei akonim et Hashem, he gets saras on his forehead. Me'al mizbeach haktoras, right there, right in front of the mizbeach, he gets saras. And quickly they say, vayiv v'nolav azar, yo, get him out of here. Kohen arosh v'chal akonim v'nehu mitzora b'mitzcho, look, he has mitzora v'yav hiluhu misham. They whisked him out of the heichal v'gam hu nidchaf latzeis. And also he went quickly to leave, kinigo Hashem. So maybe he didn't want to have saras in the Beis HaMikdash, even though he was ready to do the Ketores. So two points. Number one, there is interesting, what else happened on that day? If you look in Rashi on the first pasuk in Amos, again, Amos, one of the Shrei Asar, if you look in, we just said, Amos was one of the Nevi'im that prophesied in this time period, 9 prakim in Amos. So the first pasuk says that Amos, Perek Aleph, pasuk Aleph, Amos gave a nevuah 2 years after the Ra'ash. After the Ra'ash. What's a Ra'ash? So some say it means an earthquake. What do you mean, earthquake? Rashi, there. First pasuk in Amos. Shnatayim achar rash. Shnatayim kodem sheniznaga uziyahu. 2 years before, I'm sorry, 2 years before the rash, not 2 years after. 2 years before the rash. Shnatayim kodem sheniznaga uziyahu. Yom shenisnaba yishayahu. On the day that Yishayahu anavi prophesied, sheneamar vayanu'u Amos hasipim. The foundations of the Beis HaMikdash, Perek Vav and Yishayahu, have been shaken. So 2 years before, so there was an earthquake that day. When he got Sarat, there was an earthquake. Yishayahu HaNavi prophesied that day that terrible things are going to happen. A lot happened at that moment. Why Dafkat Saras? Why was this the punishment for Ketores? So a couple of suggestions. If you look in Erech and Daf Tezayin, the Pasuk, the Gemara says that there are 7 sins that Saras comes for. 7 sins. What 7 sins? Al shiva dvarim nagoyim boim. Al lashon hara. Al shvichas damim. Al shiva shvuashav. Al gili arayis. Al gasus haruach. Al gezel. Al tzaras ayin. So gasus haruach. And the Gemara quotes the what's the pasuk? Who gasus haruach? Dichziv uveches kaso gaval libo. Al hashchis. Vayimol b'Hashem alokav. Vatzaras zorcha b'mitzcha. So it's beferish. The Gemara takes the pasuk literally that it says here gaiva and that led to zaras. Number one. If you look in Rashi in Pashas Korach, Rashi quotes that it's cholik al hakuhuna. That also applies to Uziyo. Right? And Rashi quotes Uziyo, somebody who was cholik on the kahuna. A third idea is mentioned by the Gur Aryeh. The Gur Aryeh in Parshas Vayigash, where the first pasuk in Vayigash, Yehuda says to Yosef, you're just like Paro, right? Ki chamocha kefaro. And Rashi quotes 3 pshatim. One of them is, you're going to get saras like the earlier Paro got saras. Sovcha lil kosalav bitzaras kamo shalaka paro ayidei ziknasi sara alayla echad sheikva. So the Gur Aryeh wonders, why saras? Why is Yehuda saying to Yosef that he's going to get saras? What do you do? So the different pshatim. One, he thought he maybe wants to take Binyamin for Mishkav Zachar, motzi shemra, but what the Gur Aryeh, the Maharal himself likes, vali yir'eh shalakach yoka. Why? Because the Medrash says, one of the things that saras comes for is gozel es she'eno shelo. If you take something that's not yours, Gemara also said one of the 7 things was Gezel. If you take something that's not yours, and the Medrash in Vayikra Rabba quotes Uziyahu, he takes the kahuna that's not his. Right? Gezel. It's not his. And therefore, he's going to get Sarah. And that's why here, Yosef is trying to take Binyamin, which is not Ra'ui for him. And then he says, why? Because Saras is so it's not natural. It's something that's not ra'ui for a person to have. So you're taking something that's not ra'ui for you, so you're going to get something that's not ra'ui for you. V'havein zeh heitev, says the Gur Aryeh. L'amen gom ba'am ala poshe yad b'sheino shalo, ki kolin yanat saras dover zar, she'eno rogil b'bnei adam. It's not normal. Ki alokeach dover she'eno ra'ui lo, ba'alav dover shanui she'eno ra'ui, v'hu dover zar. So it's mita k'neged mita. You take something that's not yours, you're going to get something that shouldn't be on you. That is the different shot them. So again, the Gemara, Rashi and Korach, and the Gur Aryeh. We continue. So he got Saras, and he took him out, And Vehi Uzio Amalach Mitzora Ad Yomoso, he had Saraz until the day he died. Vayeshev Beis Hachafshes, he stayed in the free house. What's the free house? The Rishalmi, the Mefarsh, the Rishon, quote the Rishalmi here. He stayed in a little house in the cemetery. Just like the dead people are putter from mitzvahs, so too, he was putter in a sense from certain mitzvahs. He had to stay away from everybody else. Ki nigzar mi beis Hashem. V'yotam b'no, his son Yotam, Shofet HaSamaris, takes over to be the judge. Even though he wasn't the king yet, but he was basically in control. V'yasa divri Uziyo, Rishonim b'achronim, the rest of Uziyo, you can look up his words. Yikasav, Yishayo ben Amotzanavi, right? We just said Yishayo was also at that time. V'yishkav Uziyo mavosav, Uziyo dies. V'yikmaroso, and they buried him? Not in the Ma'ara. He was a Mitzara, and therefore they couldn't bury him in the Ma'ara. They buried him in the field. The time of the Krar, Rav Chaim Kanievsky asks here, but if you look in the Rambam and you look in the Chazal, after death, after the body starts decaying, there's no more Tumas Mitzara. So why couldn't he be buried in the Ma'ara? Tumas Mitzara eina ela michayim, aval achar moso achimo kabasar eina matame, bevin mesame, midrabanon. See, quotes from the Mishnah in Kalim and the Tosefta in Kalim that really it seems like the reason that they didn't bring him is because he died outside Yerushalayim. And you don't bring somebody back, even though that's difficult because, you know, there were a couple of kings that we've had. We had in the last parak, right? They brought him back to Yerushalayim, right, from Lachish. Okay, but that's another suggestion. This is the story of Uziyahu, and then we'll get into Be'ez Hashem next time, the story of Yotam.